Good morning and welcome to St. James. We appreciate all of you joining us today via Zoom, especially those of you who like to come to the church. We obviously made a wise decision to cancel our in-person mass today. We knew the plow wouldn't be there in time and just figured it would be safer. So I think thank you for your flexibility and for all of those who were going to participate in mass in person. You'll see many of them participating today, right here with all of us in, as one gathered here via Zoom. We encourage you to check out our webpage at www.stjameswabash.org. Is that right or is it .com? You know?
.org.
Is it?
Yeah.
So please make sure you check out our website because we have a lot of information about events coming up and ways of participating and helping out at our parish. So we ask all of you at home to join in singing our opening hymn now, Gathered as One.
Return. So without hesitation, a new generation proclaims the salvation of God.
Gathered as one in Jesus your Son, lifting our voices in praise. We know and believe and long to receive the bread that is straight for our day.
Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
What a blessing that we can gather, at least virtually, on this snowy day. It's always nice to be able to just look out at the beautiful snow instead of having to go out into it. So grateful we have our choir today helping us with the music. So this is great to have Everly there. And we're going to be attentive to the word of God today because it's going to speak to us of the presence of Jesus in our life. So let's turn to the Lord today and ask that we can be in God's presence, we can experience God's grace, we can be filled with God's mercy. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory, glory to
The word of authority will guide our thoughts and actions. And let us pray that this holy season will enable us to live a more godly life. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love you and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to all the people, saying, "A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen. This is exactly what you requested of the Lord your God at Oreb on the day of the assembly when you said, 'Let us not again hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, lest we die.' And the Lord said to me, 'This was well said. I will raise up from then a prophet like you from among their king, and will put my words into his mouth. He shall tell them all that I command him. Whoever will not listen to my words, which he speaks in my name, I myself will make him answer for it. But if a prophet presumes to speak in my name, an oracle that I have not commanded him to speak, or speaks in the name of other gods, he shall die.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today you hear God's voice. Harden not your heart. If today your heart.
Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I should like you to be free of anxieties. An unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But a married man is anxious about the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and he is divided. An unmarried woman or virgin is anxious about the things of the Lord, so that she may be holy in both body and spirit. A married woman, on the other hand, is anxious about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. I am telling you this for your own benefit, not to impose a restraint upon you, but for the sake of propriety and adherence to the Lord without distraction. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus came to Capernaum. On the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them with having authority, not as scribes. In the synagogue was a man with unclean spirit. He cried out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus? Jesus of Nazareth?" He said to them, "You come here to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked them and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit conversed him, and with a loud cry came out of him.
all were amazed and said to one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alex McGowan, who was a Shakespearean actor, a few years ago put together a one-man show where he would recite the Gospel of St. Mark. Critics praised his performance. They said he breathed new life into an old text. At the end of each performance, McGowan would do an encore where he would ask the audience, was there any particular speech they would like to hear from him? Usually, they would ask for Hamlet's soliloquy or the Gettysburg Address or something like that. But on one occasion, an old vicar said to McGowan, "Please, sir, if you would you recite Psalm 23? And McGowan answered, "I'll be happy to do so, only if you will do it in turn." The vicar agreed, nodded, and sat down. And so McGowan began, with his orator's voice, filling the entire theater. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." At the end of the psalm, the audience stood up, gave him a standing ovation for this wonderful performance. Then McGowan turned to the vicar and he said, "Now, sir, it is your turn." So in his old man's voice, tremulous, he began, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." When he finished, there was no applause, just silence and the occasional sound of a sniffle. The critics reported there was not a dry eye in the house. McGowan broke the silence by saying, "I know the psalm. He knows the shepherd." And that really is the name of the game, isn't it? Knowing the shepherd. We ordinarily think about Jesus. We know about Jesus. But do we know him? As we hear in the gospel today, even the unclean spirits, even the demons know about Jesus. "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And it was the disciples, that clueless, confused, unaware group of men and women who came to know Jesus as he was because they were willing to do the work of building a relationship, of coming to know not about him, but to know him. And that makes me wonder if we're doing it wrong. You know, when we want to teach people about the faith, what do? We teach them the catechism, we teach them the creeds, we take them to Sunday school. Does any of that help them to know Jesus? It helps them to know about him. But does it help them to know him? Tony DeMello told this story. He said that he knew two guys once, and they were having this discussion because one of them had decided to become a Christian. And Ted said to BJ, he said, "Well, tell me about this Jesus that you're following now. Well, where was he born? When did he live? Well, how many sermons did he preach?" And BJ responded, I really don't know. I'm not sure." To which Ted said, "Well, that's something. I mean, you're supposed to be following this guy and you don't know anything about him." To which BJ responded, "This is what I know. Last year, I was a drunk. The bill collectors were after me all the time. My family dreaded my coming home. And since I've let Jesus into my life, I'm now sober, we're out of debt, and ours is a happy family. This is what Jesus did for me." You see, it's not knowing about Jesus that changes us. It's knowing him. I do want to make sure that we don't dismiss this, the importance of the creeds and the catechism, because there's this great temptation that we face to make Jesus into our image and likeness instead of the other way around. I just remember slave owners were great Bible readers. And we have the creeds, we have the catechism, because that helps us to see Jesus as he was. The church has reflected on him for centuries, and they have come to understand who Jesus was in a very deep and profound way. And that's what those creeds teach us. So we shouldn't heed those who say, "Oh, well, we don't need doctrines, we'll just love Jesus," because the doctrines help us really to know who Jesus is. And take the doctrine of the incarnation. What we say in that doctrine is that Jesus was 100% a human being and 100% the Son of God. And that tells us that every single human being has an infinite and eternal, a divine significance because of this family resemblance with Jesus. That's in the doctrine, or the doctrine of the Trinity. The doctrine of the Trinity tells us that the only way you have one God is with a radical equality among the persons. You want to have unity and diversity, you have to have this same kind of equality. So these doctrines are very important in providing the grounding that we need in order to come to know Jesus. Okay, so how do we do it? How do we move from knowing about Jesus to knowing Jesus? I'm going to give three suggestions that I have found helpful, and they might be helpful to you. The first is, when you read the Bible, use your imagination. That's the first one. The St. Ignatius of Loyola, this was a great technique that he developed, and it's one that I think has proven to be very helpful to many people over the ages. What it means is that the Bible stories are not to be read flat, you know, as if they're just out there, but that we need to enter into the story. We need to become a participant in the story. We need to let the story in our imagination come alive. So let's use this technique with this gospel text that we had today. So how would you do it? How would you use your imagination? You enter into the story. So, okay, Jesus goes into this synagogue. So in your mind's eye, let's go into that synagogue. What does it look like? What is the synagogue? See how it's configured. What does it smell like? What sounds do you hear? And when you look around at the people, what is their astonishment at the teaching of Jesus show on their faces? And so with your imagination, you then see the possessed man, the desperation on his face. But most importantly, in your imagination, you look at Jesus. What he says, how he walks, how he conducts himself, the words that he speaks. Hear those words. Let that text come alive as you place yourself in it. And then take one more step. in your imagination, think what Jesus might be saying to you at this moment, what he might do as a next step after this scene. So that's the first suggestion in coming to know Jesus, using this imaginative prayer. Second suggestion, if you really want to come to know Jesus, we have to know him as the body of Christ. The body of Christ, of course, has two meanings. It means both the Eucharist and the church. And quite frankly, during the pandemic, we don't have much access to either one, very limited access. But if we're going to know Jesus, it's going to be as the body of Christ. And so we have to, even in this time, find some way to connect with those who embody Jesus for us, because that's the plan of God. So the third suggestion, if we want to know Jesus, we get to know him in those who are suffering. Isn't that what our Lord said? Whatsoever you do to the least, you do to me. Whatsoever you do to the hungry, the homeless, the sick, the hurting, the abandoned, the poor, you do to me. And again, we don't have as much access to reach out to those who are in need during these pandemic days, but it's important that we continue to work to find a way of connecting with those who are hurting. Because really, church, if we want to come to know Jesus, we do it by coming to know the sheep. Because the shepherd looks a lot like the sheep. Amen? Amen. So let's all profess together the faith that we share. Because how important it is that we remember these creeds, these ancient traditions of the church, which teach us of God's place in our lives. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sin. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. How blessed we are to be a people of faith, to know that God hears us whenever we call. So with confidence, we present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that by what we say and what we do may teach what we believe and witness how it changes our lives, so that we may bear witness to the saving power of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those in authority may work toward bringing justice to all who are oppressed and peace to all who live in fear, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For teachers, administrators, and staff in Catholic schools, that they may see each of their students as a child of God and blessed in their efforts to form each one into a person who will live out the values of shared faith. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our hearts may be made fertile, so when we hear God's word, it may germinate and bear fruit. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from mental illness or psychological afflictions, that they may receive the care they need, the healing they seek, and the support of their communities, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the life-saving and life-giving ministry of Mercy Hospital, started by the Sisters of Mercy, may continue to be a source of healing and hope in our community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of St. James, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, work of human hands, that will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God
forever. And by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself and shares in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Cleanse me from my sin. So let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice
at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all God's holy church. O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just to give you thanks, to raise to you a hymn of glory and praise, O Lord, Father of infinite goodness. By the word of your Son's gospel, you have brought together one church from every people, tongue, and nation, and having filled us with life by the power of your Spirit, you never cease through the church to gather the whole human race into one. Manifesting the covenant of your love, the church dispenses without ceasing the blessed hope of the kingdom and shines bright as the sign of your faithfulness, which in Christ Jesus you promised would last for eternity. And so with all the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, while with all the as one more, we acclaim. You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God. You love the human race. You always walk with us on our journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son present in our midst when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask you, send forth your Holy Spirit, sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, and let them become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread, and he said a prayer of blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son and our Savior, whom you led to his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that, by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Lord, renew your church by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bond of unity between the faithful and the pastors of your people, together with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise, that in a world torn by strife, your people might shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection, give them the fullness of life. And grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, may we come to that eternal dwelling place to live with you forever, there in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed apostles, Saint James, and all the saints. We shall praise and exalt you through Christ Jesus, who gives us every good gift.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Amen. 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 Alleluia. Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And we give each other the wave of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say your word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
The prayer for a spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we pray, O Lord, that through this help to eternal salvation, true faith may ever increase through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Just a reminder that we are beginning in this month our new Lenten series, Faith and Racial Justice. Go to the website if you'd like to be part of this 8-week series. We're starting in a few weeks. If there is going to be a bomb in Gilead to hear the sin-sick soul of the United States, it's going to be confronting with the truth the reality of our nation. So this is one way of doing that. And just be alert, we're coming up with a plan for Ash Wednesday. So we want to make sure everyone has ashes. We're probably going to do some some amalgamation of different ways of getting the ashes to everybody. So keep watching the website and for announcements on how to get ashes for Ash Wednesday. So the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and live the gospel.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to you. Thanks to our choir. We're so glad we have our choir there today and all those who help make the day possible. This is a great, great experience in the midst of a difficult circumstance.
Thanks, everyone.